1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Testing 1-2. Hello. It is Friday, baby, the 16th. And I had for dinner, just not that I, you know, you asked, but I was on the phone with Jackie and I said, I got to get something to eat, man. And she's always telling me, why don't you get some real food? Because I eat, you know, I eat, like I said, I eat vegetarian stuff. But I did go and get some faux chicken tortilla soup. I say faux. It's like chicken flavor. And it was delicious. And it had some tortillas in it. It had some cilantro in it. Some, you know, seasoning. It was fantastic. And then I had my favorite thing in the world. Well, not my favorite thing. One of my favorite things in the world is coleslaw. I know a lot of you guys may hate it. I like coleslaw a lot, man. So I had some coleslaw, you know. And that's kind of what I had, you know. That's my thing. That's my thing. Stevie Ray Vaughan died in 1980. He was born in 54. Stevie Ray Vaughan was 2 years younger than me. He was born just about 2 years after me. He died in 1990, as you know, in a air crash. I believe it was a chopper crash, right? on the 27th of August, 1990, 12:50 a.m. Central, Vaughan and members of Eric Clapton's touring entourage played an all-star encore jam at Alpine Valley in Alpine Valley Resort in East Troy, Wisconsin. They then left for Midway International Airport in Chicago in a Bell 206B helicopter, the most common way for acts to enter and exit the venue, as there was only one road and in and out and heavily used by fans. The helicopter crashed into a nearby ski hill shortly after takeoff. Vaughan and the four others on board, pilot Jeff Brown, agent Bobby Brooks, bodyguard Nigel Brown, and tour manager Colin Smith, died. The helicopter was owned by Chicago-based company Omniflight Helicopters. The Icorn coroner's inquest found that all five men died instantly. The investigation determined the aircraft departed in foggy conditions with visibility reportedly under 2 miles. According to a local forecast, the National Transportation Safety Board report stated, as the third helicopter was departing, it remained at a lower altitude than the others, and the pilot turned southeasterly toward rising terrain. Subsequently, the helicopter crashed on hilly terrain about 3/5 of a mile from the takeoff. I haven't read the rest of this article. What do you want to bet? It's pilot error. Sounds like it. Federal Aviation Administration records showed that Brown was qualified to fly by instruments in a fixed-wing aircraft, but not in a fucking helicopter. Toxicology tests performed on the victims revealed no traces of drugs or alcohol in their system. Vaughan's funeral service was held on August 31st of 1990 at Laurel Land Cemetery in Dallas, Texas. His wooden casket quickly became adorned with bouquets of flowers. An estimated 3,000 mourners joined a procession led by a white hearse. Among those at the public ceremony were Jeff Healey, Charlie Sexton, ZZ Top, Colin James, Stevie Wonder, Bonnie Raitt, and Buddy Guy. Vaughan's grave marker reads, "Thank you for all the love you passed our way." That's not the first time I've heard about that. It's not the you know, a guy flying, he's not instrument qualified in a helicopter. He is in an airplane, but not a goddamn helicopter. I believe the same thing happened to Kobe Bryant. I don't think that guy, I may be wrong, don't quote me, but I do not believe that man, and they took off in some shit weather too. And they ran into, you know, I don't know the specifics of Kobe Bryant. I can't remember now, but it seemed to me that there was similar circumstance. The aircraft was too low, something like that. Fucking hot in this motherfucking place. Okay, baby. So we conclude our vacation week. Yeah, I got to tell you, it felt good, man. I got a lot done. The message is you. Anybody remember Gary Merrick and the Figures? Anybody? There was a song they did called She Talks in Stereo. Everybody knows that song. But, does anybody remember The Message is You? That's my favorite Gary Merrick song. It's a great song. Gary Merrick and the Figures. He was from Dallas, Texas. And Gary Merrick was kind of punk. Very, very new wavy. I wouldn't say punk. Punk is more Ramones. But Gary Merrick, I think, was part of that 80s new wave sound, and we played a little bit of him when I was at K-West. I think we played it, yeah. When I was at K-West, we played Gary Merrick. So, let's take a look here today, the 16th of August. The message is you. This is Bill Witherby, and I have B.O. Christ, I'm telling you. I still laugh thinking of that show. Sorry, but I just do.
Sorry, but I do.
Don Mix of Visits. Jeff Dowder's band at a new club, the Coconut Grode. Around the world in 69 days, Chris Norton, we got to hear this. You can't beat Chris Norton with his fucking sissy nine. You gotta love it, you know. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's one of my, this is why I like this song. No, what is it called?
Yes, this song's called No Ocean Here. Intelligent Life in Texas.
Intelligent Texas. Life in Texas, No Ocean Here. What, are you gonna be disc jockey here? I don't have time to do a disc jockey show, Phil.
I'm not doing a disc jockey show. I just thought I'd
doing a disc jockey show. All right, I want to, maybe we'll close the show. And wants to introduce Bob Green to porn star Bob Meat. All right, we can't ignore that. We got to do that. Yeah, man. And then the other thing is we did the five, so let's go back and take a look at what we're going to do for our classic. I apologize, by the way, somehow my tech guys forgot to upload the classic from yesterday's show, but did eventually. Fuck, let me see here, man. Excuse me. August 2000. December 99 is where we're going to go here, okay? The sea, the sand, the girls and your gland. The hell, man. Suddenly it occurs to me. Austin Amarca joins the party. Found out that a teacher at his son's school is openly gay outside of campus. He's threatening to take this information to the police, even though the man's a good teacher. Chris Norton says he contributes 50-50 in his relationship with his fiancée, Julie. She is the breadwinner. Chris provides the sex. Got to do that one, man. Got to do that one. That's funnier than hell. That's funnier than hell. You know what I'm saying? So let's do that one. That is December of... What did I say? December of 1990? Okay. I had an audition that was due 3 hours ago. Did I do it? Yes, I did. Yay. Come on, motherfucker. Gmail. I'm about ready to jettison Gmail. Everything Google-related I'm going to get rid of. I really am. I'm fucking tired of it. I'm tired of the internet as usual, you know? Being beholden to these motherfuckers and not even know why. Having to use these different platforms and not even understand why. Okay, so that's done. Now. The sea, the sand. Do, 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 do. Now, what did I say we're doing? There's no ocean here. Oh, Chris Norton, Around the World in Sissy 9 Days, yeah. I believe we got that, didn't we? I hope we did. Today? No, bitch. I'm doing fucking December of 99, bitch. Oh, December of 99 is the classic. Okay, yeah, never mind. Never mind. December 99 is a classic. And this one here is a 24th. Yeah, okay, got it. Ay, ay, ay. All right. I think we're righteous. We are righteous. Okay, man. Okay. Friends, it's Phil Henry. I am I'm the owner-operator of philhenryshow.com, as well as our company Siempre Inc., as well as our show Phil Henry Show, as well as all the ancillary, all of the entertainment byproducts of that, whatever those may be, you know.
Well, can you list some?
Not right now. I don't feel like it.
Okay.
So...